This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The new Episcopal Bishop of Dallas will be consecrated tomorrow. George Sumner is a New Englander who's served everywhere from Navajo country to East Africa to Toronto, and he arrives at a crucial time for the church and religion in general. George Sumner, welcome to Dallas and welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Your background is so wide-ranging. One of your colleagues described you as a missionary at heart. What's one lesson that you learned in Navajo country or Tanzania that applies to this job?
There's a certain way in which congregations are congregations. They have their own particular struggles, but some of them are universal. So there are ways in which very diverse settings actually remind you that human beings have a kind of similar set of challenges and hopes.
After the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage this summer, your predecessor said Dallas would be one of the dioceses that would not marry gay couples. You're in a town with a thriving gay community. Mm-hmm. Would you tell a loving gay couple, no, you can't get married here?
I would tell that couple, first of all, that the doors of the Episcopal Church are wide open to them. The Christian gospel is for everyone. The Episcopal Church has moved in a more liberal direction on that issue. It is also true that the diocese continues to have a more traditional policy on that question, but I recognize that there is a disagreement in our culture over this question. The church witnesses by what it says, and it also witnesses by how it deals with disagreements. So my great hope and prayer is that we would communicate charity, conversation, reconciliation amidst ongoing disagreement.
So you would tell that loving gay couple, the doors are open to you,
yes,
but I will not marry you.
That's correct.
The latest religious landscape study from the Pew Research Center shows a continued slide in the number of religious Americans.
Right.
The number of Episcopalians in the U.S. dropped 16% between 2000 and 2010. How do you, as bishop, take that on?
Well, one way we take it on is to try to understand millennials. It's an interesting generation who are quite diverse in terms of their own preferences, what they're drawn by religiously. I don't think one size fits all in terms of how you open the doors to the next generation. I think part of it is engaging, the culture. Part of it is theological, is giving thought to how to communicate the Christian gospel, which doesn't change in a new era. Is the church getting grayer demographically as a whole? Yes. I think there is a earnest desire to counteract that at the same time that you appreciate the fact that loyal, stalwart Episcopalians who are in the pews matter as well. I mean, you don't want to, there is sometimes a kind of idolatry of the young in religion, which can go awry. But we want to draw young leaders and train young leaders who can help us do this, who are closer to that age group than someone like me.
Now, I know the Catholic Church has had a lot of trouble attracting clergy.
Right.
Is that the case too in the Episcopal Church?
There has been some resurgence of younger vocations. So we actually buck the trend some. They bring an energy for the gospel. At the same time, they have this newfound love for things Anglican. So they're actually quite impressive.
Now, obviously, the Latino population here is booming.
Yep.
I know the Episcopal Church has done a number of outreach things. How do you personally take that on?
My wife and I are signing up for Spanish House come January. And so that's my own personal. I'm excited about that. I don't think you can be an effective minister cross-culturally without the language. That's my own personal experience. That's where we're going.
George Sumner, the new Episcopal Bishop of Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
It's great to be here. Thank you.